Do you assume grits are a southern invention? Well, fact is they originated in New England. When most people think of New England food, they think of lobsters, clam chowder, Boston baked beans, scrod, Indian pudding, you know, boiled dinners, cranberries, and apple pie. Oh yeah, we claim apple pie. But how many of us today have a craving for white field corn with the hulls removed, that's been boiled in water for hours, with a little salt, until it's become a sort of mush? Yuck! And yet that dish, once a hearty staple in New England tables, hasn't completely disappeared. I believe you can still buy it in a few places, dried or in a can. It's known as hull corn, or samp, or hominy, or cornmeal mush. My friend, the late Bress Dorton, founder of the now famous Vermont Country Store in Weston, Vermont, once explained to me that samp is actually kernels of corn ground coarse for breakfast cereal. Hull corn and cornmeal mush, roughly as I described above. And hominy is another name for cornmeal cooked in water. This last is as in hominy grits, which Southerners claim as their very own. Of course, in truth, hominy grits were invented by the Algonquin Indians. And where did they live? New England! Now, when Rhode Islanders convert stone ground cornmeal, salt, butter, and milk, and this is controversial, water, into patties and then fry them, the result is one of New England's truly iconic foods known as Rhode Island Johnny Cake, or Journey Cake. That's controversial, too. Purists maintain that only real Johnny Cakes, and we're up for that spelling, are made with white cap flint corn, a corn pretty much unavailable today, although the University of Rhode Island's Cooperative Extensive Services maintains a seed supply and furnishes limited amounts to such as Old Sturbridge Village. Any of us will tell you that the flavor and texture of a Johnny Cake made with flint corn is entirely different from any other commercially grown corn, unquote. A past president of the Society for the Propagation of the Johnny Cake Tradition in Rhode Island, he once told me that. And the Rhode Island legislature firmly agrees with the society's stand on this matter. Many years ago, believe it or not, they actually passed a law making it illegal to call Johnny Cakes made with anything other than flint corn a Rhode Island Johnny Cake. As far as I know, the law still stands. My own idea of Johnny Cake would not pass muster anywhere but in Maine. But when I was a boy growing up on a farm there, we enjoyed a sort of cornmeal shortcake covered with sliced apples and cream, which we called Apple Jonathan. Anyone remember that?